Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. In our last program, we talked about the liberal media and their response to the jihad movement in the world. As we listened to the interview between Ayan Haris Ali, this is an ex-Muslim lady from the country of Somalia, and the liberal Tavis Smiley, who claims to be a Christian. And we've seen that Ayan explained to him and to the American people that these jihadi, these terrorists, are like everybody else. They're no different than anybody else in the West. And the only way we can find them or discover them, it is obviously after they do their dirty work. But Mr. Tavis Smiley explained to her that this is not just the view of the Muslims, but that is exactly what Christians do in America every single day. That is when he named for her the two cases of the post office attack and the attack at Columbine School. And as we've seen in our last program, that neither of these attacks were done by Christians, nor would Christianity ever support such wicked acts. And sadly, here it is, how the liberal media has taken control of PBS. This is the public broadcast, which we pay for it in America, through our tax system. They are doing everything they can to defend Islam by slinging mud on Christianity and Christians. Well, today we'll go to another important interview to show you that this is not just the view of Tavis Smiley, but it's actually the view of almost every liberal in the media who are on these liberal broadcasts. So today we will look at another interview between a liberal atheist American and another anchor of the PBS network by the name Charlie Rose. You know, it's amazing how many Christians did not like this atheist man who was interviewed by Charlie Rose, and I really come to like him. As a matter of fact, I love him for his stand against Islam and the Muslim beliefs. Sadly, what he did in this interview, I did not hear from many of those who call themselves Christian, conservative Christian. That is the Baptist and the Lutheran and the Assembly of God and the Church of God and all those who claim to be born-again Christians. Why? Because they decided not to rock the boat. They decided not to get involved in politics or in any controversy. This gentleman whom I like has the name Bill Maher. Even though I have heard him make so many ungodly statements about Christians and Christianity, but for what he has said here, I take my hat off to him. So listen carefully to the conversation on PBS between Bill Maher and Charlie Rose.
Islam is not like other religions that is a unique threat. There are illiberal beliefs that are held by vast numbers of Muslim people that I don't think
have. Vast number of Christians, too.
No, that's not true. Not true. Vast numbers of Christians do not believe that if you leave the Christian religion, you should be killed for it. Vast numbers of Christians do not treat women as second-class citizens. Vast numbers of Christians,
I agree with that,
do not believe that if you draw a picture of Jesus Christ, you should get killed for it.
No.
But most Muslim people in the world do condone violence just for what you think. They do. First of all, they say it. They shout it from the
vast majority of Muslims.
Absolutely. There's a Pew poll of Egypt done a few years ago. 82%, I think it was, said stoning is the appropriate punishment for adultery. Over 80% thought death was the appropriate punishment for leaving the Muslim religion. I'm sure you know these things.
I know.
So here it is, America. and I'd like to critique this dialogue for you to get to the truth behind every statement we have heard in this interview. First, Bill Maher said, Islam is not like other religions. That is a unique threat. He did not say radical Muslims. He did not say extreme Muslim. He's talking about the problem, Islam. Even though I disagree with him about calling Islam a religion, it is just simply because Bill is an atheist. He considers any belief out there is a religion. For the truth is, Islam is not a religion. Islam is a very barbaric cult. And I'm so thankful to God for men like Bill Maher, and I wish our Christian ministers would be as bold as Bill Maher. So the problem, my dear friends, it is not radical Muslims. The problem, it is Islam, the ideology, the belief, the teachings of Allah's word in the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. And Bill Maher got it right. Islam is a unique threat. It is a threat to humanity and life on earth, no matter what people on earth believe. That is, if you are an atheist like Bill Maher, if you are gay or lesbian, if you are an agnostic, or if you are a Christian or a Jew, or whatever you believe, Islam is a threat to all humanity. For in Islam, if you don't submit and accept Islam, then Muslims must kill you. And then Bill Maher said, there are illiberal beliefs that are held by vast numbers of Muslim people, but I do not think, and guess what? Immediately on the spot, Bill Maher was interrupted by this wonderful liberal, Charlie Rose, who said, vast numbers of Christians too. And once again, Bill Maher said the right thing. He said, no, that's not true. And he emphasized once again, not true. Vast numbers of Christians do not believe that if you leave the Christian religion, you should be killed for it. Vast number of Christians do not treat women as second-class citizens. Vast numbers of Christians, and here you see the soft tone of Mr. Charlie Rose when he said, I agree with you, but Bill Maher continued to say, vast number of Christians do not believe that if you draw a picture of Jesus Christ, you should get killed for it. But most Muslims, people in the world, do condone violence just for what you think. And once again, Charlie Rose interrupted Bill Maher by defending the vast number of Muslims when he said, how do you know that? But before we even get to the answer, how did Bill Maher know these facts about Muslims and Christians? I would like to share with you some of the verses of Allah's words in the Quran to assure you that what Bill Maher said did not come out of the blue, but it comes out of the Quran. As we compare these four important points between Christianity and Islam. Because as I have shared with you in our last program, we do not judge the belief or the religion by what people say or do, but by what is written in their holy books. The first point is, Bill Maher said, vast numbers of Christians do not believe that if you leave the Christian religion, you should be killed for it. Yes, indeed, the Bible does not teach us to kill anyone who leaves Christianity. As a matter of fact, the history of Christianity, the last 2,000 plus years, is a great evidence of that. We never heard of any parents killing their daughter or their son if they even become Muslims. For Christianity is about believing, and belief requires faith. And faith is not something you can force on somebody. And that's not what we see in Islam. For Islam means to submit. You don't have to believe in Islam to be a Muslim. It's just you must submit to Allah, Muhammad, and everything the Muslim will throw at you. to be a Muslim. Here are the truths. If Christians do not attend church and pray, they will not be put to death. But in Islam, if Muslims do not pray, they will be put to death. Christians will not be put to death if they do not tithe. But there is rules in Islam. If you do not give zakat, which is 2.5%, Muslims will be put to death. In Christianity, there is no death sentence if a person decides to leave the faith. But there is a rule in Islam which said, you leave Islam, you're dead. Where do we find these rules? It is written throughout the Quran. Let me give you this one verse to contemplate. It is Quran chapter 6 and verse 151, where Allah told the Muslims, do not kill the soul which Allah forbid except for a just cause. First of all, we ask, what is the soul which Allah forbids from being killed? The answer by all Muslim scholars, notice I did not say some scholars, but all Muslim scholars said it is the blood of the Muslim. Why is that? Because Muslims are commanded to kill any and everyone, but they cannot kill the Muslim because his blood is forbidden to be shed except for a just cause. And what is the just cause? You go to the interpretation of all Muslim scholars and they will tell you that Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, have given them the powerful, strong hadith, which in it he said, the blood of the Muslim cannot be shed except in 3 cases. In the case of murder, that is if a Muslim kills a Muslim. The second reason is if a Muslim commits adultery. And the third reason is if a Muslim leaves the religion of Islam.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Do you see now the differences between Christianity and Islam? As Bill Maher said, vast number of Christians do not believe that if you leave the Christian religion, you should be killed for it. And I would like to correct this statement. I'm sorry, not any Christian believes that if you leave the Christian faith, you should be killed for it. We don't force Christianity on people, for that's not what the Bible teaches. But all Muslims believe, as you are going to see in the numbers Bill Maher shares with us from the study which we have seen all over the Middle East. Actually, the numbers Bill Maher shared are from a study done in my home country of Egypt. Now let's move on to the second point. He said, vast numbers of Christians do not treat women as a second-class citizen. Why is that? Because the Bible said that there is no difference in Christianity. If you are a man or a woman, if you are a slave or a free, if you are a Greek or if you are a Jew. Check out the teaching of the Holy Spirit in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. And the Bible not only teaches that we are all equal in Christ, but actually the Holy Spirit commands all Christian men to love our wives as we love ourselves. Also, we have to be willing to die for them as Christ loved the church and died for her. And we can go on and on with this point for another hour or two. But in Islam, women are second-class citizens. Or actually, third-class citizen, because in some verses in the Quran, as you see it in Quran chapter 2 and verse 178, women come in the third position after slaves. Women in Islam are equal to half of men. Women in Islam are dirtier than dirt. Women in Islam are stupid. Women in Islam will burn in hell. And I can go on and on with that as you open the pages of the Quran and study what Allah said about women in Islam. Well, let's move on to the third point, which he said, vast number of Christians do not believe that if you draw a picture of Jesus Christ, you should get killed for it. And guess what? This interview was made long time before the last attack in Paris. Because what we see in Paris is these Muslims are mad and angry because somebody drew a cartoon of Muhammad. And because when you draw a cartoon in Islam of Muhammad, you get killed. But for us Christians, once again, all Christians have no problem to watch the movie Jesus. That is, some man will portray the role of Jesus in a movie. And we have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, we love for people to watch the movie Jesus or any script put in a drama where somebody play the role of Jesus. Even if some enemy of Christianity draw bad picture or made bad video about Jesus, Christians do not get mad. Christians do not bomb any places. Christians do not shoot anyone for doing so. Instead, we pray for such people. As for the last point, that is when Bill Maher said most Muslim people in the world do condone violence just for what you think. And you may think that is exaggeration, but that's the truth. It is forbidden in Islam for a man to be alone with a woman. Why? Because Muslims think in their mind that these two people, a man and a woman, are thinking evil in their heart. Even if there is no evidence of such a thing, there is no freedom in Islam at all. Now listen to Bill Maher when he answers the question of Charlie Rose when he said, how do you know that? The answer is very simple. Bill Maher said, first of all, they say it. Not only they say it, but they shout it. I mean, anyone can find this on the internet. And I know that Charlie Rose has access to the internet. And there are plenty of videos where you see Muslims not in the hundreds, but in the thousands, together, in unity, shouting statements of hate to all non-Muslims. Have you ever watched a video where the Muslim shouts, death to America? We see over 2 million in unity, that is 2 million Muslim men in unity shouting, death to America, death to Israel. We have these videos. Here is one example. Listen carefully.
I pray to Allah that He will make the enemies fall into their own trap, and He will destroy the Jews and their helpers from among the Christians and the communists.
So what they were shouting? Death to America. And how many people were shouting that? In that gathering, at least 2 million. And that is just one simple meeting. How many meetings do we have like that in the Middle East? Oh, few millions every Friday when the Muslim gathered to pray to their Allah, Satan. So Bill Maher is not making this up. But once again, Charlie Rose interrupted him by asking the question, vast majority of Muslims? It's like he's saying, you can be serious, because in America, what we hear from the liberal media, it is 20% or less. I'll not be surprised that the 20 will go to 2% in the next 2 years. Because after all Muslims are now non-Muslims because of Prophet Barack Hussein Obama. That's how the war is about to be ended, because Islam is gone. Taliban are not Muslims. ISIS are not Muslim. Al-Qaeda are not Muslims. Al-Shabaab are not Muslims. So none of these jihadi is really Muslims. So Muslim disappeared from the face of the earth. But listen to the true numbers, America. And that is, as I shared earlier, from the country of Egypt. Because I promise you, if they have done the same survey, in some other country. It will be the same as in Egypt. Bill Maher said there is a Pew poll in Egypt done a few years ago. And listen to the numbers now. 82%, I think, it was said stoning is appropriate punishment for adultery. Yes, indeed. And don't forget that approximately 18% of the Egyptian population is Christian. Thus, when 82% agrees that stoning is appropriate punishment for adultery, that is almost all the Muslim population in Egypt. For that is the teaching of Allah. That is the practice of Muhammad and early Muslims. That is the interpretation of all Muslim scholars. Any person who commits adultery must be put to death. Or if a Muslim kill a Muslim, or obviously if a Muslim leaves the religion of Islam, which fits perfectly with the following number. When Bill Maher said over 80% thought death was appropriate punishment for leaving the Muslim religion. That is the reality of the cult of Islam. And I love how Bill Maher ended this conversation when he looked at Charlie Rose in his eye and he said, "I'm sure you know these things." And then Charlie Rose said, "I know. I wish we can have more godly Christian men and women who will learn a good lesson from the Bill Maher interview, and they stand up for the truth and no longer be coward or ignorant of this topic. Because the longer we live with the political correctness in this country, the earlier the destruction of America will be." And to continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.